Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, January the 30th. There's a hearing today at the state capitol to examine the fairness of Wisconsin's tax system, and in particular to explore whether corporations are getting out of paying their fair share of taxes in the state. We will talk this hour first with the chair of that committee, State Senator Bob Jouk of Poplar, and then after 7:30, a national expert who will be testifying at the hearing today about how some corporations use tax loopholes and other exemptions which minimize or even eliminate their taxes in a given state, like Wisconsin. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions for both of our guests and wonder if you support a bill that is in the legislature that seeks to make public corporations disclose more tax information to the state. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We start with Bob Jouk, Democratic State Senator from Poplar, chair of the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness and Family Prosperity. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
You are also a co-sponsor or co-author of this bill that wants more disclosure from corporations.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what is it that you're trying to do today with the hearing?
Well, first of all, citizens deeply care about tax fairness, and they really have every right to expect that their public officials will evaluate tax practices and make sure that tax system is fair for all. We are all citizens of the same ship, Wisconsin, and have an equal obligation to pay state taxes for shared prosperity. It's very important that we all share, as we share in the bounty of the goodness and the quality of life and the essential services that define who we are, our schools, our higher education, our roads, our infrastructure, social service programs, our teachers. That's all part of helping Wisconsin assure a quality of life. We all have an equal duty to pay our fair share. Very clearly, there is a trend across this country where there is a culture of within certain corporations, large multi-state corporations, where they will take every step to avoid paying their taxes, which is unfair to the great majority of Wisconsin corporations and Wisconsin citizens who work hard, play by the rules, understand their responsibility, and have a right to be angry when some think they're more privileged than the rest and can somehow exploit the system to avoid paying their taxes.
Yeah, how do we know that the system is being exploited and that these large multi-state corporations aren't paying their fair share?
Well, it's happening throughout this country, and your next guest, who is Mike Mazaroff, is a national expert, well sought out by media sources around the country and governments to discuss the specifics. He's going to identify profitable corporations that have created new ways to exploit tax codes to avoid paying any taxes at all, creating subsidiaries that exist in Nevada and Delaware where there are no state taxes in order to shift their resources so that they avoid paying taxes. In Wisconsin, there are two specific examples I can cite. One is the Las Vegas loophole where the Department of Revenue went after banks that were creating subsidiaries, shielding their assets in Nevada, and therefore not paying any taxes at all. The Department of Revenue used one of the few tools they have to collect about $43 million from these banks. The other is Walmart. There's currently a suit where the Department of Revenue is pursuing a procedure by Walmart to exploit the tax code by essentially creating a subsidiary buys the property, then rents the property back to Walmart, thereby at outrageous amounts, thereby avoiding tens of millions of dollars in taxes. It's these sorts of exploitation that deny the state necessary revenues, more importantly, create a competitive disadvantage to these Wisconsin corporations that are playing by the rules, and I emphasize most are, and individuals who are working hard. And it's one thing, people really care about this issue of fairness. It's one thing to complain about how high my taxes may be, and we need to be conscious about the burden of taxation, but we need to be ultimately more vigilant in making sure that everybody's fair, paying their fair share, and that those that have the means and the accountants don't somehow create these new loopholes and simply to avoid paying their share.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Jauch. He is a Democratic state senator from Poplar, chair of the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness and Family Prosperity, which is holding an informational hearing today on Wisconsin's tax system. And we'll be hearing from a national expert on how some corporations avoid paying taxes in states. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions for Senator Jauch for this half hour. We will welcome in that national expert after 7:30. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, I'll welcome in a guest who will talk with us about the latest news from the presidential campaign trail. We'll look at the Florida primary results in our 8 o'clock hour and talk about some of the recent endorsements on the campaign trail. Rudy Giuliani is going to be dropping out of the race. He's going to endorse John McCain today. We heard Ted Kennedy endorsing Barack Obama the other day. How important are these developments? And what do you think about the tone of the presidential campaign? That's going to be the topic after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're talking about tax fairness in Wisconsin and whether corporations are paying their fair share of taxes in Wisconsin. There will be a hearing today at the state capitol on that subject. Our guest is Bob Jauch, who is a Democratic state senator from Poplar and chair of the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness and Family Prosperity. We have an open line for you if you have a question for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Before we go to the phones, though, Senator Jauch, do you think that, is it your bill, that this bill that you are co-authoring that wants more disclosure from corporations? How would that help the situation?
Well, first of all, that bill is just one of several ideas that no doubt should be considered and have been implemented in other states to try to assure that that the Department of Revenue has the tools to assure that everybody's paying their fair share and not avoiding any state taxes. And there are many corporations who are, by the way, the multi-state tax commission estimated that states have lost as much as $7 billion in tax revenue due to this abusive tax shelters. Wisconsin losing about $174 million. That is their estimate. Some are greater than that. But transparency is a very important part of a tax code. Simplification is another. Accountability is another. And we have to make sure that these corporations are listening to their accountants more than they are their conscience in order to cut corners and find ways to profit for the sake of their investors, forsaking their responsibility to pay for the services and higher education that helps sustain the profitability of their corporation. And transparency is one way. There are going to be others. Combined reporting is now a practice enacted in, I believe it is, 22 states throughout the country. And that is a very important way. It was proposed by Governor Thompson many years ago. It's one of many ways of assuring that these companies that exist all over the world, all over the country, don't have a way of shifting their assets to deny their responsibility. They just shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. And what this, the one bill, though, that got a lot of fanfare at a news conference within the last month was would force public companies to disclose what they paid in taxes, what tax breaks or credits or exemptions that they used to try to limit their tax liability. Is that right?
That's what that particular proposal does. As I say, Joy, there are many other proposals. Right now, I'm not focusing on the solutions as much as I want to encourage a public dialogue on the question of fair taxation.
Okay.
For a long time, Wisconsin has had this debate, legitimate debate, about tax ranking and tax burden and tax weight. But we have lost... We have not had an adequate discussion about who's paying and who's not paying. And we need to have that discussion on who's not paying so that the taxpayers who understand that they have a duty to pay for the services that allow them to live in this wonderful state, as high as they may be, are assured that they're not paying somebody else's share as well as their own share. There is a relationship taxes and essential services. We are a commonwealth. We depend upon higher education, K-12 education, job training programs, good roads, service programs, help for communities. That's part of the necessity of a democratic society. When those large corporations begin to find ways, and actually they're creating new ways all the time, which is why you need a system for revenue to evaluate where their revenues are coming from. You become less of a democratic society when these well-connected individuals carve out their exemptions that create a privilege for them and a burden for others.
Lauren in Delavan is with us first. Hi, Lauren, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Joy. Again, you have the best show in the morning on the air. I this may seem odd, but I think the senator's got it all wrong. I think that we should work with corporations to help them reduce their tax to zero by doing one of the following. Let's say if a corporation comes in the state of Wisconsin, offers a living wage job, and by that I mean $30,000 a year plus, that they would be tax-exempt at doing such because they're creating jobs that didn't exist. You know, instead of saying we're going to punish you for finding ways of not paying your tax, provide ways for them to lower their taxes by increasing the standard of living for all of us. And with that, I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Senator Junk?
Well, thank you very much, Lauren. I really don't expect Walmart is going to be paying their employees $30,000 a year, but I appreciate the thought. A couple of words that I picked out of your statement. First of all, my efforts, this committee's efforts, and our public responsibility isn't to find a way to punish someone in order that they pay taxes. It is to assure that we all collectively meet our responsibility to pay taxes. This is not a debate. This is not an effort to find a way to raise someone's taxes. It is an effort to assure that those who are bearing the responsibility know that all are bearing the responsibility. Let me give you, and there is a relationship. Just a few weeks ago, a young man, a deputy sheriff in Chippewa County, Jason Zunker, was tragically killed in an accident while directing traffic around a truck that was on fire. It was a Walmart truck that was on fire. Wisconsin has been told that we don't have enough money to increase shared revenue to go back and support local law enforcement. This is an example of how there's a relationship between our use of services and benefits and who we are and the need for us to say, yeah, if we're all not paying it, then the state isn't going to have enough money to pay for these services. Local governments are going to cut back their services, and taxes for the rest of us are going to go up. The issue of living wage and what people pay clearly is an important issue. It's one that we ought to be approaching from a different point of view. This is simply about fairness and who pays and how much.
Yeah, and you're not concerned, Senator Jouk, that if corporations are forced somehow to pay their fair share and avoid these exemptions or loopholes that they're not going to start, cutting jobs or moving out of state?
I don't think Microsoft is going anywhere, and they're a corporation that paid no state income taxes in Wisconsin, yet they have a very strong presence in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And there are many other corporations that could be listed. Walmart, that paid $500,000 when, in fact, estimating the profits that they made in Wisconsin, they should be paying between $17 and $22 million a year. I'm more concerned about the failure of these corporations to pay their taxes and the burden that they shift to those citizens in Wisconsin that either pay more or see reduced services. Mm-hmm. As we go into this decline in the national and state economy, there are two things are going to happen for certain. One is that you're going to see an increase for services, unemployment, the kinds of family assistance programs. The other is that cities and state governments are going to see a decline in their revenues, and they're going to cut programs which have an impact on those services. And quality of life is more important than taxes in terms of the choices people make, because it is the schools they send their kids to, it is the safety of their community that they think about most often, it is the condition of their roads, it is the future that they would like to have for their community that occupies their time more than taxes. The issue of fairness is if everybody's paying their fair share, we're all carrying the weight together, then, in fact, we feel a little better about mm-hmm. what we pay.
Let me go to Vicki in Manitowoc. Hi, Vicki.
Good morning, and thank you for this program. I wanted to welcome and encourage your guest this morning. I think he's absolutely on the right track. And I think that there's a lot of Wisconsin taxpayers who do not understand that the average corporation in this state, the overall average of corporate contributions, is pitifully low. I think it's something like 9%, which, in contrast to what property owners, for example, are paying, is just an outrageous amount. And the theory that if you just have tax-free corporations, they are going to create all these wonderful jobs is a short version of what's called the trickle-down theory. We did it internationally by giving money to the heads of some nefarious states, and it is not true that by just plunging more money into the pockets, and then the Walmart illustration is perfect, that your local citizen is going to benefit. We very much need for corporations to start paying their share, because your guest is absolutely right. When elected officials run around saying, we're cutting your taxes, what they're really saying is, we're cutting your services.
Yeah. Let me get Senator Joe to respond to your comments.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, in the nation, Michael Mazeroff will quote a Congressional Research Service report today in the hearing that the effective rate of corporate income tax was sliced in half from 8.5% in 86 to 4.21%. In essence, they're paying overall less of a percentage of what they're making. That's not money that's going back to the consumers. That's money that's going back to their investors. And at the same time, now in our capitalistic society, that's all well and good. But most importantly, the fact that they're paying less means that those billions of dollars are simply being shifted to other taxpayers who are paying more. This last budget had $800 million in increased fees. It had more money in cigarette taxes. We are charging individuals more to pay for the cost of benefiting from good roads and clean, safer society and better schools, and some are getting off the hook. That's the issue.
We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll welcome in a guest who will be testifying at today's hearing. Senator Jelk, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very kindly.
Bob Jelk is a Democratic State Senator from Poplar. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on a very cold Wednesday morning, January the 30th. Dangerous wind chills statewide this morning. It's going to remain bitterly cold all day today. A number of school districts in northern Wisconsin have shut down the schools, and for the first or only second time in the last 14 years, the Madison School District has also shut down because of the dangerous wind chill. So cover up, bundle up if you're going outside. We will continue our discussion on tax fairness in Wisconsin and whether individuals shoulder an unfair burden of taxes in this state while corporations get out of paying their fair share. We heard from State Senator Bob Jouk in our last half hour, who is chair of a committee that's holding a public hearing today, an informational hearing on tax fairness in Wisconsin. That committee has invited a national expert on the subject to speak before the hearing today, and we will talk with that expert in this half hour and welcome your questions for him. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Michael Mazaroff, Senior Fellow at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. He will be testifying before this Senate committee today at 10 o'clock at the State Capitol, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you picked a great day to come to Wisconsin.
Indeed, I did.
Anyway, so what is your take? Corporations are exploiting the tax system somehow unfairly, not paying their fair share?
Well, it's true that Wisconsin's corporate tax is structured in a way that it is particularly vulnerable to a whole variety of corporate tax sheltering strategies, and as Senator Jouk said earlier, we already know that some corporations are taking advantage of that because the state has actually sued some of these corporations to try to nullify those tax shelters. But there's a lot more that can be done. But before we figure out what to do about it, there needs to be greater public awareness of how serious and widespread a problem it is, and that's why the senator asked me to come testify.
Yeah, so what will you be telling the lawmakers?
Well, I'm basically going to be laying out the wide variety of tax shelters that the state's corporate tax is vulnerable to. Senator Jouk explained some of them. He talked about the strategy that Walmart put in place. He talked about the strategy that the banks have used and that the state has gone after. But there are many other, some of them very kind of esoteric and arcane techniques. And we know corporations are doing this because there has been litigation in other states, and in the course of litigation, the information about what the companies are doing comes out into the public record, and that's how we know about it. One of the real problems in this area is that under current law, all of this is confidential taxpayer information, so neither members of the public nor policymakers can get a very good handle on just how widespread the problem is. We only get little inklings of it when there's a court case in a particular state, and that's one of the reasons why the corporate tax disclosure bill that you mentioned with him would be very beneficial, because it would give us a much broader picture of what companies are engaged in this.
Yeah. I see from some information from your website that a number of states are considering a key corporate tax reform, but that's not the disclosure bill that we're considering, is it?
No. We're talking there about a policy called combined reporting, which Senator Jouk also mentioned earlier, which is a policy that is in place in 22 states that essentially requires the company to do for tax purposes what they have to do when they, report their profits to their stockholders. They treat the parent company and all the subsidiary companies in the corporate group as one corporation, and then the state taxes a share of that combined income. And what that does is it prevents companies from using these tax shelters, all of which are based in one way or another on engaging in sort of artificial transactions with their out-of-state subsidiaries to shift income that's actually earned in Wisconsin into a subsidiary in another state that Wisconsin can't tax. But combined reporting forces them to combine that income, and so it nullifies these tax shelters. And most of the surrounding states around Wisconsin use combined reporting. Minnesota is a combined reporting state. Illinois is a combined reporting state. Michigan just adopted combined reporting a few months ago. And as Senator Jack said, Governor Thompson proposed combined reporting back in 1999, but so far the state has not enacted it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if, a big corporation pays more income taxes in Wisconsin than it is now, does that mean my property taxes will go down?
Well, I can't promise you that your property taxes will go down, but that's for the policymakers to decide. But I can tell you that the state will have additional revenue, and it can use that for any number, of things. I mean, it might decide to cut the corporate income tax for everybody, but certainly, given the property tax problem in Wisconsin and the concerns about property taxes really everywhere nationally, states certainly are putting additional revenue into property tax relief. Yeah.
Let me have you address this email we got from a listener, Tom in Wausau. Blaming corporations for avoiding taxes when it's legal is hypocritical. After all, they get the laws they pay for. Legally, they are not supposed to have a conscience. They are supposed to act in the best interest of their stockholders. He goes on to say, tax unfairness, which I believe is overwhelming in Wisconsin, is the fault of the legislators and governors who sign these loopholes into law.
I'd say I mm-hmm. pretty much agree with that. Mm-hmm. The issue here, I mean, it's important to be able to identify companies that are engaging in some of these tax shelters, because it makes it real to people, and because if you don't identify specific companies, the business community will come back and say, "Oh, well, you're just giving us hypothetical horror stories." So it is important to be able to identify specific companies. But I agree with the sentiment that this fundamentally isn't about attacking or criticizing the corporations. It's about public policy and what the state's tax policy is, and the fact that it is the responsibility of policymakers to put in place a tax system that minimizes the potential for companies to take advantage of these shelters. Now, we don't know it's not necessarily true that everything that these companies are doing is legal. In fact, it's unlikely that the companies would have entered into settlements, the banks, for example, would have entered into settlements with the state if they were all confident that they're taking advantage of these Nevada subsidiaries was legal. Mm-hmm. So it may or may not be legal. It's for the courts to decide what's legal. But as I said, I agree strongly with the sentiment of the writer that what we need to do, what we need to focus on, is fixing the tax system and the tax laws, and not berating the companies for doing what they're doing.
Yeah. What about the sentiment from a spokesperson for Wisconsin's Manufacturers and Commerce Organization that says that especially this specific disclosure bill that's in the legislature that would ask public companies to disclose the taxes paid and the loopholes used and the money made in Wisconsin, that this would be a disaster and that taxpayers should have some comfort that their tax return data is not made public and that this is just badgering tax-paying businesses?
Well, it's not badgering. I mean, I think it's really necessary to get a handle on the problem. And Wisconsin already allows... Wisconsin is actually the only state in the country now where citizens of the state can actually find out what the bottom line tax payment of a corporation is. And one of the witnesses at the hearing from the Institute for Wisconsin's Future is going to talk about research that he's done using the data gained in that way. But the problem is that doesn't tell you very much. I mean, knowing what the bottom line tax payment is doesn't tell you whether the company is paying nothing because it's legally taking advantage of a tax incentive that the state intended to grant it or whether it's engaged in one of these tax shelters. So we need more information to know the source of the problem. But again, the point of this is not to badger companies. The point of it is to be able to monitor the effectiveness of the state's tax structure.
We're talking with Michael Mazaroff, who is a senior fellow at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. He has been invited to speak before the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness and Family Prosperity at the State Capitol today, an informational hearing today on tax fairness and looking into whether corporations are paying their fair share of taxes in Wisconsin or not. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, we'll talk presidential campaign politics and news from the campaign trail. Talk about the Florida primary results from yesterday. Talk about some key endorsements on the campaign trail. Ted Kennedy endorsing Barack Obama. How big a deal is that? And Ted Kennedy said he did that in part because he was upset with former President Bill Clinton's campaigning tactics. We'll talk about those campaign tactics that are in dispute and wonder if Bill Clinton is actually hurting Hillary Clinton. All that and more coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking tax fairness in Wisconsin with a guest who will be testifying today before a informational hearing before the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness and Family Prosperity. Luba in Madison is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Now, I don't know too much about this issue, but there was a time when corporations' argument was that it would be double taxation. Now, I'm not talking about property tax because property tax is an expense and you expect to deduct that from your income, but I'm just talking about income. And there could be laws, you know, limiting personal use of company resources, et cetera. Would you discuss that, or am I way out of the ballgame?
Well, the issues are related in the sense that we're talking about how multi-state corporations are taxed. And there is definitely a potential when corporations are doing business in multiple states for the rules among the states not to be coordinated in such a way that companies can pay tax on the same income in more than one state. So it's a potential problem. The states have, however, devised rules that that address the problem pretty effectively. You know, I honestly don't know of a single court case where a company has actually succeeded in making the case that its income has been taxed by more than one state. But the states have mechanisms to take care of that problem. The real problem is, frankly, that there's a lot of what tax experts call nowhere income. Profit that slips between the cracks that isn't taxed by any state, because even though it's earned somewhere in the United States, because corporations can take advantage of all these tax sheltering opportunities that I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah. Generally, though, a multi-state corporation, for example, when a company like Microsoft, sells stuff in Wisconsin. Are they supposed to be paying some sort of income tax because they do business in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a very interesting, very important question. The fact of the matter is that the laws of the country at this point are such that corporations can be earning massive profits in your state and not be required to pay any corporate income tax to the state. This is the whole issue of nexus. When they've established taxing, when they've engaged in activity in a state enough for the state to have taxing jurisdiction over them. And unfortunately, there is a federal law that was enacted back in the 1950s that immunizes from corporate income taxation a lot of companies from being required to pay corporate income tax in states where they are earning a lot of income. And that that federal law really needs to be changed. And in fact, corporate America has been very involved for the past few years in trying to amend that law to expand it very broadly so that companies would be required to pay a tax in even fewer states than they are now.
Stacy and Galena, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I like your show. I guess my point would be pretty simple. I'm a fifth generation of a C-type corporation that's closely held, okay? We do manufacturing in the United States. We're one of the few companies that still does manufacturing after over 150 years. Smaller businesses can opt for S-type status, which gives them flow-through taxation while still giving them liability coverage. Because we employ too many people, we are a C-type corporation. And so, consequently, we're getting taxed everywhere. We're getting taxed not only on the properties that we hold, we're getting taxed on parts that we bring into the United States. We are also getting taxed on our dividends. And the vast majority of profit it winds up in dividends, and that those usually wind up in somebody's mutual fund, and usually that's part of the tax planning and the livability quality for our seniors. So I just don't get why you want to be bothering with tax accountability when you have just a handful of companies that are abusing it, and you get court cases anyway that pretty much say, you know, Walmart, you suck for the fact that you don't give people a livable wage and you don't employ them full time, and so they're not not eligible for benefits. You know, the unionization will take care of that.
Yeah. But are corporations paying their fair share of taxes, Stacy?
What percentage of them? I'm not sure what percentage of them because I've never really looked into it. But I'm fairly sure that every dollar gets taxed at least once, if not twice.
Yeah. All right. So she thinks that this is much to do about maybe there's a few violators, but she's not one of them, Michael.
Well, I think the fact that she isn't one of them means that she probably is paying more than her fair share because corporate, you know, the large multi-state corporations are not, and. I think it is a very widespread problem. I mean, I think there is substantial evidence that that many of these tax shelters are very, very widely exploited. I mean, just to give one example, as Senator Jack said earlier, you know, Nevada is a favorite location for setting up these kinds of tax shelter subsidiaries because it doesn't have a state corporate income tax. And it came out a few years ago that there are over 130,000 registered corporations in Delaware, I mean in Nevada, that have no employees at all. That is very, very suggestive of the use of a subsidiary like that for tax avoidance. So I think the caller is right that the small family-owned, closely held corporations don't have the resources to set up subsidiaries in Nevada and Delaware, but let me tell you, the big multi-state companies certainly do, and they're being advised to do this by the you know, major accounting firms, and it's a real problem.
Yeah, it sounded like she is playing by the rules, and really, it is a hassle. It is a burden. It is kind of being badgered.
Well, certainly, I mean, I am not out here defending all aspects of state corporate taxation of businesses, and there are areas in which certain businesses have legitimate complaints about business tax policy. But in the area of corporate income taxation, which is what I'm focused on, there's just no doubt that the state tax structures in many states are very antiquated, and the corporations are getting more and more sophisticated at taking advantage of these weaknesses, and the problem really needs to be addressed. And a growing number of states really are stepping up to the plate and trying to solve these problems. And unfortunately, and kind of surprisingly, given Wisconsin's long tradition of progressive government, Wisconsin is really a laggard in addressing this problem.
Thanks, Stacy, for the call. Bob and Woodruff, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't have an opinion whether corporations pay enough or not enough, but when you talk about the tax shelters, no one speaks badly of an individual that claims money that was given to charity. The law is there. That's what the corporations are doing. And then the comments about we can't tell whether or not they're paying their fair share or not, well, that's what's called an audit, and individuals are nailed all the time for not paying their fair share on taxes. The government and the legislatures built this structure. If they've made it so complicated to figure out if a corporation is paying their taxes or not, the information is not available to the public, but that's the government's job to see that they're paying their taxes.
Bob, I need to jump in. We have less than a minute to go. Michael Mazaroff, want to just give us some concluding remarks on this?
Well, let me just respond to the caller, which is to say that in terms of the issue of fair share, I mean, again, it's not simply a matter of solving the problem through auditing, because the auditors can only stop what's illegal. The problem is that corporations, in many cases, aren't paying their fair share because of what's legal. Yeah. And the law and the policy needs to change.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Mazaroff, Senior Fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, testifying today before the Senate Committee on Tax Fairness at the State Capitol. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.